election, he needed to just give up. But Seidel, that's a place where all of this information was cycling through. Not supposed to, but it was. And actually, there was a German that, as I was told, there was a tweet in German from Germany that the U.S. Army had gone in and seized the Seidel server. They're going through bankruptcy right now. So there's all kinds of games being played. And I had suggested that the president might get information from Seidel. And the next day before, and I sent him specifics that he needed to get that would show a lot of fraud. And the next day before that information could be gotten, somebody ordered the U.S. Army, according to the tweet, to go in and seize the server. There are people involved inside the government that have been trying to take this president down, State Department, Intel community, and FBI. And also,
hey everyone, it's Andres off the record. And this is a car video. You know the drill if you're a fan of Geek and Gamers. Well, man, patience, the light just turned green, yo. Well, I want to talk about, on this episode, about an incident that happened that is overlooked and that people aren't asking enough questions. And I was actually doing this episode earlier today before I had to step out. And in between that time, Attorney General Bill Barr comes out to say that the DOJ and the FBI or whatever have not found enough credible evidence of fraud to overturn the election. Huh. Since when are you guys even doing any investigations? That's the real question. Where you been all this time, Bill Barr? You know, and I got questions too. To even some of my favorite Republicans, I must admit, I'm curious. Where are you, Ted Cruz? You're my hero. You're my guy. Where are you? Dan Crenshaw, House Representative, same thing. You know who else? Well, he finally spoke up, and I'm glad he's speaking about it. Senator Rand Paul, another guy who hardly respect. Senator Rand Paul. He spoke out about it yesterday. But anyway, this is leading to this question about an incident that occurred shortly after Election Day that, great. Well, I got interrupted. So where was I? Well, Rand Paul. He spoke up. Sorry, phone call came through while I'm driving. So, let me tell you about this incident. There was a apparent raid on a computer server farm in Frankfurt, Germany. That thing is finally starting to rear its ugly head in the news. Well, some news outlets, not everything. But over the weekend, as I was doing more research, and I had to use something that wasn't Google to be able to find some of these resources to get to the bottom of this. Because here's the thing. When it occurred, the news was like a bleep. Someone mentioned it, and then it was gone. And the picture that was circulated, and it was a video that kind of went viral, and then it was just forgotten, was these, it looked like SWAT teams entering this tech facility to commandeer some servers. But, okay, why is that even news? That was November 12th, if I'm not mistaken, or November 13th. But that incident stayed ingrained in my head, and some people that are smart, that do this journalism, actual journalism for a living, stayed on top of this story. Like the Gateway Pundit, they stayed on top of this story. Do you remember that long presser that the Trump campaign did with Sidney Powell, and everybody was complaining about it, that it was too long? One reporter actually asked a good question. He brought up, hey, there was a raid that happened in Frankfurt, Germany. They commandeered some servers. Did that have anything to do in connections to the election allegations that you're making here? And Sidney Powell responded to say that yes, but they don't know who got to it first. she did not get the memo that day that there was this House Representatives congressman that weighed in on it. And that's the video I played at the beginning of this, or the clip that I played at the beginning of this, that mentioned, yes, it was DOD with United States Special Armed Forces that went over to raid this server farm and recovered whatever it was on the servers. The question is how much data was still within the servers. Okay, follow me here because it gets crazier. Last week, I started hearing rumblings because there's conspiracy theories and I stay away from those. And this one could have sounded like it because people ask, what the heck does China, Venezuela, Cuba, maybe even Iran, Canada, Spain, and Germany have in connection to our election? Well, let's start with the latter. See, what something that did happen was that tabulation from Dominion voting systems that run a software called Symantec sent tabulated votes out or sent out votes to be tabulated outside of the country. So it sent it to Canada, Toronto to be more specific, and ended up being relayed to Barcelona, Spain, with the core of it being sent over to Frankfurt, Germany. That's the latest that I heard about this. Like, okay, hold on, what? Like, but yeah, but what does that have anything to do with it? So here's the big deal. Over the weekend, this is some of the news that I ran into. You have to use DuckDuckGo or something else to be able to get some of these articles. Get ready for this. The bleep that I heard last week was about a firefight that happened during the raid in Frankfurt, Germany. A firefight. That means the armed forces engaged in the gun battle at this installation. I can't pronounce this installation, this computer place, SCYLT, I think it's called. But get this. Apparently, that's a CIA operation that they raided. U.S. Armed Forces from the DOD engaged the CIA. The unofficial casualty count is that one CIA operative is dead and five U.S. Armed Forces operators are dead. That's the firefight that I read about. Now, there's articles that explain as to what they're officially being called, that one CIA operative was killed in Egypt or Afghanistan. Or I might get in reverse. This could be vice versa. It's either the five armed forces guys died in a helicopter in Egypt or Afghanistan, and the CIA guy died on the Egypt or Afghanistan. So that's where I'm a little confused about those two. But the point of it all is that something went down, and we're not really hearing about it until now. We're on one of the hearings today, it was talked about that the servers contain the data traffic of these systems when the votes were being tabulated, or you could say vote laundering. And this comes on the heels of Attorney General Bill Barr saying that there's not enough evidence to overturn the election. So my question to Bill Barr, did you even bother looking at any of this? In fact, in my election Groundhog Day part 3, I might have mentioned this, if not it was in part 4, that the Department of Justice a few weeks ago assigned an Obama appointee to spearhead election fraud stuff. And the concerns are that this guy is anti-Trump, is that it was going to be more of a cover-up. And lo and behold, the Department of Justice basically comes out and says that, yeah, there's not enough evidence. Well, the question is, what evidence have you even looked at? Because you haven't reached out to anybody that actually has the evidence, or anybody that's come forward, or any of the whistleblowers, or anyone that signed the affidavit. You haven't gone to investigate anything on any of these areas. So, yeah, there's questions. Questions that need answering. And this whole thing about the server, it's rearing its ugly head now. And I don't know, like at the beginning I felt that it could be a big deal. It's turning out to be a very big deal, especially since it's turning up in the hearings this week. So we'll see how far this goes, but I wanted to weigh in on that because no one's really talking about that. So I figured I would do the media's job for them. Anyway, that's it for this one. Thank you so much for listening or watching, however this went up on the show. And I'll see you in the next episode of Off the Record.